Okay, we are up to the Os Mem Psucha. Os Mem Psucha, Tmunosa Kitsas Kimo Chaf Vav, Alkeit Yelamala Litzad Yamin Agula. So the it's like a chaf on the right side and a vav on the on the left. Therefore it should be a little bit round on the right side at the top. That's number one. Avalamata ye la zovis blo akev. At the bottom it should be like a zovis means corner and without any heel. That's the bottom of the right side, number two in the picture. The gaga, the top part should be straight, even, not rounded out. Number three, rakhlet sad yamin, but on the right side, yeah, ogle, it should be rounded on the right side. He says the gam also gamia gaga orich ad kneged moshavo hatachton. So the length of the roof should go to the bottom of the base. Look at number four. So one, I mean, well, that's not four. It's number four. The bottom part lines up with the top part. See the four and four on the top. And he says this is important. Right? Chartom shebitzad small yizahir livdoik ois legago. And the nose, whatever it is, the chartom part of it on the top part of it, that's number five, should be put on the left. Yeh lechatchila kemat moshuch b'shava im hagag. So really, lechatchila, it should be almost even with the gag. Rak, however, there should be sheyeh beinehem, between them, litzad mala kemo pagam katan, like a little break, a little dent in there, little indentations, but let's look for an indentation. That's number six in the picture. Tumunas hachartom yiye kmo vav omedis, and the nose should look like a vav, you know, muta kitsas ba alach soin, slanted a little bit, velo harbu, not a lot. Yegia ad kineged moisha patachdon va ad bichlal. It should go up to and including the bottom of the base that's across from it. You should be very careful. It should not touch the base, meaning that it's going to close it off. Should be a big space in between them. So it shouldn't be that the vav is very much slanted because that. Kichof vav. If it's not the chartom part of the, we're calling like the nose part of it, is not the connect, and it looks like two separate letters now. It looks like a chaf, and it looks like a separate letter as a vav. It's a puzzle, no good. The ein mo, it's not going to help. Lo tikun, ein lein mo yelo tikun. It's filling the mezuzos im ksav acharav. And if you wrote another letter after that, not writing the mem correctly, then it's going to be a problem now of writing out of order. Dehavi shaloka sidron, it's out of order. The el be simin lamed beis if chaf hey. We've quoted this many times already. Ayn Shan, the Mishnah Berurah, look there, what the Mishnah Berurah says, V'hu hadin, im hidbik hachartoim lemat b'mokom p'sichoso lehamem deposel. So also, if you would have the nose part of it where the mem should be open and it's closed up, then that's going to make it possible. M'hur dino le'el, simen lamed beis, if yud ches, le'inyin tikun im lo koso v'dayin achara b'tefil mzu. So how to fix it if you hadn't written anything afterwards, so then that was explained earlier in lamed beis, yud ches. Okay, that was the mem psucha. Now we do the mem stuma, the closed mem, the end of mem. Os mem psucha yeh lechatchila agula lemala litzad yamin. So really, it should be rounded on the top right side. That's number one in our pictures. Ulamata yeh lo zovis liyamin ulismol. It should be like squared off on the right and the left side. That's number two in the picture. Shlotehe nearest kisamach, because we don't want it to look rounded like a samach like that. Ve'im lo asakein. If you didn't do this, you didn't make it squared. Vatina karen lesamech, and a kid looks at it again. Kid, not too bright, not too stupid. He looks at it. It's psula. It's no good. Vaprima gadim kosev detov yoiser shetiyeh merubas mikol tzad. Really, the best practice is it should make it square on all the sides. Right, keep it calyx. It's very easy. It's very simple. Yuchalav liyday tosk besamech. You might be mistaken, and people will think that it's going to be a. The mem zu tiyeh stuma mikol tzad, has to be closed off on all of its sides. The gago yeh over lechatchil mechutz leestima ma'at berosh kirosh havav. So really, it should overlap a little bit, right? Number three, where that is, it should go a little bit past that part, like a vav. Meaning, if you could, so to speak, isolate that left hand side of the closed mem, you'll see a vav, right? You like put your finger over half and cover it. That's what it looked like, a vav. Velo yim shoch hagag l'tzad smolo harbe, but on the left side it shouldn't go too far. But yeved yigur hamoiser, you could scrape off the extra part if you did. Ve'im bezem mishum chol tocho, it's not a problem. Shal kesidron, it's not a problem because it's really the tzura. Ve'inimza kein b'shem hakodesh. Ein l'sakno, if it happens in Hashem's name, like Elohim, right, that you can fix it. That you shot your kach the kosher, so you just leave it like that and it's fine. Because again, that's an issue of shaila mechikas Hashem. The gam b'shabbes ein hoitzi achiras avur zen. Since technically speaking, it is good b'di'evid, you wouldn't have to take out a new sefer Torah if you found one that was written in that way. Okay, next is the tsuras os nun kefufa, the bent over nun. So you make the head of it, the top part of it, like a zayin. That's number one in the picture. Ushosha tagin aleh with three crowns on top. Below yoyse rocha of mirosh hazayin. You shouldn't make it the bigger, the top part of the nun bigger than it is for a zayin. Lotiye doime le beis. Because it might end up looking like a base if you would make the top part of it a little bit wider on top. It's not going to look like a nun, it'll look like a base. For this reason, for the same reason, you should make the base of it a little bit more, towards the left of it than the top. If you look at word number three, how it extends out a little bit. Again, that's why the kadesh lo yis damit shouldn't be domish, shouldn't look and be similar lebeis o lechaf. It shouldn't look like either one of those. That's why we do it this way. Now, what about the next part? But savaro, the neck hanimshach me emtsa roish yeh lechatchil lekitzas of orech kitzas umuta litzad yamin. So it should be a little bit thick and a little bit long. Look at number four, a little bit towards the right. That's where is that? Five. Right, see how it's slanted out a little bit. You can put another letter close to the top of it. And really, lechatchila should be round a little bit on the bottom right side, number six. If you made the nun kfufa, this regular nun with the like a vav above it. What does it mean? Dahainu shemoshach hatzaver mikze rosho. That you have like a. This is talking about where you drew the neck from the end of the head of it, right? So then he says that's going to be a problem. Hiniach primagodim a problem. He says tzorach ian on that. Veheviu hagoyin bikive eger bechidushov v'nachlas dovi b'simin chav gimel mashma dekosha b'di'evit. Okay, in this case we could be making on this. V'chein mashma laniyaz daiti. I think also this way lechora mehalavush Mordechai Yafev shechazur b'soif t'munas ha'osios den shalom. He goes the end hadvarim shehem leikuva bechol ois. The SZ Dileg, meaning when the Levush gives a list of things that are Ma'akev, he doesn't bring this in, so therefore he thinks that's why you could be Somech on that. That's his thoughts. Okay. But I'll call upon him, nevertheless, Nirik Poshit. So obvious that Afladasa Primogoda, Mahani Tikun, Afila, Betafilim, Zuzuz, that it definitely would help. You correct that, right? The Hainish Yigur, Techila, Kitsas, Mirosho, Ad Small. So you would erase a little bit off the top of the left side, but not too much because it still has to look like a nun. No, you can't. Once you destroy the tzur, then that's a problem. Now it still looks like a nun. Yosef alav dio, add a little ink. Let's side. You mean on the right side? La soiso kimo rosh hazayin. To make it look like the head of the thing, it's not going to help. You just put it on the right side. The im kings, if so, yeah, rosh roch of mirosh hazayin. It's going to be more. It's wider than the head of a zayin. The ein lasos kings, they shouldn't do this because as we said, the ayin bebir halacha. Okay, we'll do one last one. We'll do the tsuras os nun pshuta and end the nun. Here we go. Os nun pshuta tor tsurasa kimo zayin. Really, it looks like a zayin. That's number one. We see how it's bracketed off that part of it. You kind of like cut off the top and the bottom. That would be looking exactly a zayin. Shosha tagin al roshon, three crowns on the top. Af shehi aruka kashir shetehe ru'uya la heasos nun kafufa. Im tichpe. Now, even we said if you would spread something out, like the bent over nun, and it would not extend as long as the end of nun does. Okay, dahainu lo pachlus midalad kumusin im gaga, it's no less than the four strokes of the kulmus of the quill. You also kitzar, if you made it shorter than Rishonah, then Mar Latina, you show to a kid, to a chakim, to a tipesh, is not too smart, not too simple. The im kora zayin psul, and the kid says that's a zayin, then it's posul. Im moshech hakav haoruch mikitzei roisho v'aso kitzuras vav. Aruka, if you draw a line down from the end of the head, it may look a very long vav. Haprima gadim hiniach b'tzarech ian. He leaves this with a tzarech ian, requires further investigation. Ach shara achronim shara frayim, right? Gan hamelech hiskimu b'zeh lifsol. They agree that in case this it would be in fact possible. Okay, Mitzvah Shem will continue in the next shir, starting with Os Samech.